Hello, the topic of the lesson is justifying the Creator. We're going to be reading select verses from the sources. You can find our study materials on our site in the Arvut system. You can find it up on the tab, study materials. You can send questions. Pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson. Rav.
The Creator takes the created beings through all kinds of different states, ascends, descends, changes, right, left, through different qualities of theirs. Each time he emphasizes different qualities, these upon those, and it's a little bit as we like what we feel in our corporeal life, where also each time we undergo certain internal changes. So our work is that in each and every such state, we need to justify the upper force who is performing these actions with us, that what is important for us is to be connected with him, even in adhesion with him. And then we accept everything that is happening to us as a good thing, as a blessing, that as something that we need in order to be above our ego, above our feelings, but just to be adhered to the Creator upon all of these states that we go through, that the Creator is forming in us. And if we try to do so, it is considered that we are connected with the Creator above all of the states that we go through. This is called to be in faith above reason, to be in the force of bestowal, connected to the force of bestowal, or to be in the force of bestowal above our knowledge, our feeling. And this is how we begin more and more to shift to the upper world, to the Creator's world, all of our feelings and all of our knowledge, so that we are in adhesion with him on top of everything that we feel, and then we discover that we're actually getting these things from him. He is raising for us each time the level of our ego, the difficulty, the various confusions, and it is all in order for us to rise higher in the force of faith, in the force of bestowal, so as to be above our ego. And this is how we need to ascend, and this is how the whole way is, and we need to try to walk in it. This is all that I have to add. We already talked quite a bit about it, so let's read.
Again, the topic is justifying the Creator, and we're on verse number 6 from Rabash. We need to believe above reason and depict to oneself as if he has already been rewarded with the faith in the Creator in, that is felt in all his organs. And he sees and feels that the Creator leads and in the entire world as the good who does good. Although when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite. Nevertheless, he should still work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and does good, and he feels that he has the strength to tell the Creator, "You have chosen us from among all nations. You have loved us and wanted us." Since he has a reason to thank the Creator, and to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator.
This means that in all of the states that we go through, we need to try to be connected between us, and from the connection between us to be connected with the Creator. And not in any other way, that is specifically first the connection between us, and from this connection, and this connection between us, we need to arrange it, to direct it towards the connection with the Creator. This is what it says, from the love of people to the love of the Creator. And then in such a way, we will come closer each time to the correction of the soul of Adam HaRishon, and we will correct the whole of creation only in such a way. Yes?
Well, it's clear what you said, but it's not clear how it's connected to the excerpt that we just read. If you can explain.
Excerpt number 6. He must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs. So, how am I rewarded with this? By being connected with the others. Otherwise, I cannot receive within me more than just a tiny candle, a small spark that can shine within me in order to sustain me until through connection with the others, I will be able to magnify my vessel and make it bigger and be able to receive the reforming light that will connect me with the other sparks, and in that way I will be rewarded with the revelation of the Creator. So he needs to believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs, and he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. How can I say that? And also, what does it mean, the whole world, the entire world? This is in my internal vessels and my external vessels. When I connect with the others, I establish this vessel in which the Creator can be revealed with inner light and surrounding light in all of his parts. And from that, I will have the feeling of reality. If I don't connect with the others, then I'm just like an individual cell that is incapable of feeling more than how it lives. And also, as it lives, it only feels itself in a way that its existence is not linked to whatever is outside of it, so it has no feeling of life. Life is something that changes in me. It's not something that is dead. Something that is just steady, unchanging, but rather something that is undergoing changes. With what can it be? How can it be changing and having an interaction? I need to be connected with others and with them to try to advance all the time, to advance each one according to his route. And then all of us are undergoing changes, both the internal ones and also mutual ones, and this is what we call life. Therefore, one who is not connected with others, in the spiritual definition of it, is called dead, because he doesn't feel anything that is happening in him relative to the externality, relative to the others. And therefore, he has no true feeling of life. Life is only to the extent that we are changing the connections between us each time, because in those changing connections between us, we discover the Creator. Through distancing and connection, through concealment and revelation of the Creator towards us, this is life. And from where do I get the concealment or revelation? To the extent that I distance and come closer. I distance and I come closer according to the Reshimot, the records that appear in me, as much as I try to implement them so that on top of them I connect more and more to the foreign vessels so that they won't be foreign, but rather they will be close to me. Okay? And also, we need to realize, where do we even exist? Look at how spirituality is connecting with corporeality. The Creator created the kli, He broke it, and the whole of life that we need to feel our reality comes only out of the fact that we try to connect, and through our lack of success in connecting, we feel that we need this external force, and the connection between us starts to be dependent on the upper force, and the attainment of the upper force depends on the connection between us. So then we start working in a way that is very directed, very sharp, in that only connection between us can bring us the revelation of the Creator. And this actually is our purpose, our common general goal, to attain the revelation of the Creator to the created beings in this world. This is how we discover it. Yes, Michael.
When does the lack of success in connection bring us to the necessity of an external force?
Always, always. Lack of success, if it is truly a lack of success, that is that we want to achieve something really, and we cannot, then we discover instead of it the lack for the help of the Creator.
So what's that real thing that we want? Because let's say when we do work,
real means the true connection between us, so that the power of the connection, the essence of the connection, is actually the revelation of the Creator. The Creator does not exist, but only if we connect between us, then we discover the concept of the Creator.
So what's missing in our work and our efforts to connect so that such a lack will be revealed?
We need, as the Kabbalists tell us, as they advise us, connect more and more in our inclination towards greater connection. We begin to feel that we're not capable of it, and then we begin to search together more and more, and we discover that without help from above, we're not capable of doing it. And here, there also needs to be help from above to us, in that we get rejection, difficulty in our work, and in such a way, we overcome and we start being needy of the upper force.
When does it come to a point where it's like a breach and it's not like we're in this, is this like this regular request all the time?
A constant request, that's just following whatever it says in the book. This is what it says, and therefore we do it. That's not considered that we are in a true action, in a request, an appeal. We need to see ourselves truly, that we are helpless, not succeeding, unable to do anything which is truly spiritual, and that we have to go through these degrees where not only do we not attain anything, and then what will come out of it, what will I get out of it, but also that I will feel that I must achieve connection with everyone. And this comes through an illumination from above that works on us more and more, and it brings us this feeling. And along the way, of course, we feel other phenomena. I forget about everyone, I don't care about everyone, I don't want everyone, I hate them, I reject them, etc., etc. This happens individually also to each and every one of us, because we are unique souls from the soul of Adam HaRishon. And we need to discover and to feel this entire process that comes and goes over each one of us individually. And also we need to see how these things are going over the whole of humanity, all people in general.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. A question from a friend from our 10. What's the meaning of distancing and closening in order to attain the relationship with the Creator?
Specifically through revelation and concealment, or coming closer and then moving away from connection between us, and to the same extent towards the upper light and the Creator, we begin to feel this, the process of our advancement towards correction. And this is what we need. Therefore, all of our work should be only through coming closer between us in each and every state it will be, as much as possible, without any limitation in all possible, through all possible means. And whatever happens, if it's the opposite, well, let it happen. Let it happen. We need to accept these things as exercises from the side of the Creator. By this, He is teaching us how we need to be. This is how it is. And we need to realize that as it is going over an individual person, since he is personally, individually connected to the process of correction, so it also applies to a group of Kabbalists. When such people are connected together and already they have a common attitude to the Creator and the Creator to them, and this is how it is also with the whole of humanity. And also in humanity you have a group which is the representative of all of the nations of the world, that in Babylon they disconnected from the whole of Babylon, parts from each and every small nation that were there disconnected and joined together around Abraham, and they formed a group of Kabbalists. And so then there is a calculation and a special consideration with this group through the whole of humanity. And this group, ever since then, begins to be already on the sights of the whole of humanity. So that the whole of humanity, through the Creator's actions, is pressuring that group called Israel, Yashar Kel. They pressure them in order for them to advance towards connection ahead of everyone, and so that they will show the others the way, how to be what is called the light for the nations. The nations, we call the nations of the world, the goyim. And this is how we need to do it. We are actually that spiritual group, those who are drawn towards the purpose of creation, towards the correction of creation. They're not those who just call themselves Israel, but they have no relation and nothing towards that. It is all considered according to man's inclination towards a connection with godliness. Israel, Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator, meaning that he is directed, aimed according to internality of his heart towards the Creator. If he has such an inclination and it doesn't leave him, it cannot leave him, then according to that inclination, he is called. And in our world, we need to realize that all of these things are already taking place throughout 5,000 years. Yes? Or back from Babylon 3,500 years ago. And this is how it is continuing until the end of correction. And this entire process that we are going through, all in all, more and more souls that belong to the connection to the Creator become sorted, become clarified. They are called Yashar Kel, Israel, and all of the other souls that do not belong to that, they are called the nations of the world. And there is a gap, even oppositeness, and rejection, contradiction between the nations of Israel and the nations and the souls of Israel and the souls of the nations of the world, as we call them, because their inclination for the time being is different. This is how it is built out of the vessel of Adam Rishon that was broken, so that all of those who are drawn to the Creator, they are weak and they are just a small number, and they need help from all of the other souls, and all of the other souls pressure them, pressure Israel, pressure those who are yearning towards the Creator especially. And by that, they will advance without the pressure from the nations of the world over Israel. Israel cannot advance towards the goal, and to later on be those who pass on the light to the whole world. This is why we see, just like an individual person, in each one of us, there is a part that is drawn to the Creator, and there is a part that is that doesn't want that. And specifically, through the combination between these two parts, we can advance, so that all of our egoistic desires pressure us, they threaten us, us meaning the point in the heart, the part that wants to reach adhesion with the Creator. And this is how we exist, either in ascents or descents, either the point in the heart controls us more, the part of Israel in us, or that we are in our egoistic desire in the part of nations of the world within us. And it all depends on how much the nations of the world pressure Israel, and by that they help Israel to escape from being in the captivity of the nations of the world and to rise from the level of this world to spirituality, to godliness. That is, without the pressure of the external people, the external desires that seemingly do not belong to the Creator, without the hatred of the nations of the world towards Israel, without this pressure, Israel cannot exist. That is, cannot come closer to the Creator. They cannot. And therefore, We should also see ahead of us many more revelations of the hatred of humanity towards Israel, with understanding or without understanding, instinctively or in a way that seemingly is rational. And this will cause Israel and us, the Kabbalists, to advance. And this is happening also within our internal world, but also in the external world among the nations. And therefore we see, look what is happening in the world and to what extent anti-Semitism and hatred towards Israel is becoming greater and greater. Because without that, we will not advance. And still we see that, nevertheless, the people of Israel themselves are indifferent. It is stubborn, these are stubborn people. And it takes great pressures, truly, in order for them to ask, why am I suffering? What can I do in order not to suffer? And later on, even to invert the reason for hatred towards them into the feeling of suffering into love for the suffering, because the suffering, those sufferings actually promote them towards the Creator. And this goal is greater, higher than all of these present states. There are many things to it. We will talk more about it occasionally. However, we need to hear about it more and more. A little bit, at least, in order to understand what is happening. It's happening in the world. It will open up our eyes, and we will begin to understand what is happening in the world in general. Why is it entering all kinds of shatterings with this pandemic, and what is happening with the different crises at work, with technology, in industry and international commerce and all of our life. Today, we all depend on that. So what is going on? So what is going on is only one thing. To the extent that we will discover that we must pressure this part called Israel, and Israel will pressure this part called Bnei Baruch, and Bnei Baruch will then provide us with a connection with the Creator. And in such a way, the whole of humanity will connect with the upper force, and we will be able to reach the opening up of the eyes and Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction. What, Michael?
The pressure on the people of Israel is felt. We all see this.
No, that's not the correct pressure yet. This is still pressure that it's like a baby. It's crying because it doesn't want or something hurts it. So it cries out. But it's not the kind of pressure where they understand what is the cause of it, the reason for it, what should be the purpose of it be, what should I achieve through this pressure, etc. It's still just crying. Without any result. There cannot be any a result because we don't know what to ask for, what to truly demand.
But worse than that is that we, Bnei Baruch, don't feel this pressure that you're talking about altogether.
That's true. That is true. We specifically are the worst vessels from the whole of reality, from all the nations of the world, from the entire on the people of Israel, from everyone. We are the worst. Such people come to us in whom the point in the heart awakens, and it awakens, it's a spark, a godly part from above. And this point awakens, and it shines out of the greatest egoistic will to receive. This is why we are the most egoistic. We are why we're the worst. This is why we want the highest things in reality.
So how can we come to that sensation of the pressure? Because it needs to be expressed in us, not just in the people of Israel that now we're in some blows of sorts.
Yes. We need to realize where it is coming to us from and why, what is our role in that, and we need to elevate ourselves to that role. This is why I'm talking about it gradually. We will talk about it more and more now.
And what's our role as Bnei Baruch in this whole system?
First of all, to understand what is our role, as Bala Sulam writes, in this long chain of reality that we have before us, and what is it that we have to do more concretely in our reality, in our time? How should we behave, conduct ourselves? How should we bring all of the nations of the world? Well, if we had love towards them, if we were corrected, then we would feel love towards everyone. So how then would we behave towards them? Out of love. How would we then serve them with the remedy with which to correct, not just to mitigate, but to correct their lives and arrange them in such a way that specifically in this mutual form when we help each other, they pressure us, like children that say that the parents are pressuring them, and we help them in any way possible, and that way together, all of us, we are all aimed towards the Creator, since we want to make Him happy in our correct development, in the correct connection. We'll see that this is how it is also. So, all in all, the whole world, the whole of humanity, all of the nations of the world, they are just a vessel or a tool in the hands of the Creator with which to pressure Israel and bring them to the recognition of evil, the true recognition of evil. That they are the ones who need to correct their connection with the Creator mutually in order to bestow to one.
Bonjour, le Rav. Bonjour, le Clé Mondial. Comment faire la différence entre justifier réellement le Créateur et dire de façon naïve que tout provient du Créateur?
How can we differentiate on one hand between justifying the Creator on one hand, and on the other hand to say in a very simple, naive way that it all comes from the Creator?
Think more about it each and every moment in your life. Awaken this connection between you and the Creator. Each time you should want it to happen in this way. Like a child who doesn't feel something, but through various exercises, he gets this feeling. This is what we have to do as well. Try each time to depict that the Creator is behind each and everything, He is present in each and every action, and this is how we will advance. This is how we will advance towards His revelation.
Dear
Rav, in continuation to the question about ascents, here in the quote he writes that a person reaches such an ascent as a result of the he gets the feeling you have chosen us among all nations, you have loved us and wanted us. What is that state that a person reaches?
That already speaks about the great corrections, those states, that we will reveal that all that the Creator has done along the way is all together in order to develop our vessels, to open them, reveal them, correct them, and fill them. And we, on our behalf, did a little participation, like a little child that is participating with that which the parents give him or do with him.
So, how should we discover this state? What should we do in order to reach it?
Implement what is written. I don't understand you. Realize what is written together with your friends and with a prayer to the Creator.
That's it.
I can't say any more than that. You already read this 1,000 times. So just don't let go these advices and implement them.
It's just that we connect with the friends above all kinds of disturbances and problems. We try to do it with faith above reason. How, in that state that we try to ascend, how can we truly discover this authority, this rule that the Creator has prepared?
You can open the upper providence only under the condition that you're devoted to it, that you don't care whether the providence will be good or bad. You just want to adhere to it above any egoistic interest you have. As for you, good or bad become the same thing because you're rising above your desire to the form of bestowal. And it's not important for you whether you feel good or you feel bad as long as you are in adhesion to the Creator. As through this, you bring him contentment.
So, in that state, we change concern for ourselves, for individual state, to what exactly?
We replace our personal lack to our general lack for everyone, for the Creator. And then in such a way, I emerge out of this world, and this world is called what I feel in my will to receive, in my ego. I emerge out of it to the upper world, to my desires which are aimed already towards others and towards the Creator.
But, well, look, it's a more practical question. Throughout the day, there are all kinds of circumstances and problems in life, and you think that I'm not going to engage with all of this, I will take part in all kinds of meetings and problems that we have, and when you engage in that, you don't think about your corporeal problems, but that's not considered the correction and rising to the spiritual world, right?
No, that's completely not correct. You need to be both in this and in that, and not to run from one side to the other.
No.
So the question is, how do we truly rise to the spiritual state out of that?
Specifically by combining all your things, because they're operating on you altogether. It's not something that exists outside of you. It's operating upon you. So you need to arrange yourself in such a way where you rise upon your egoistic desire and receive it in some seemingly external way. Outside of your ego, you begin to receive all the
According to the pressure of the world on this thing called Israel, this concept, this pressure recently is not theoretical pressure, it's a very real, practical, concrete pressure. we can suddenly see that there is no solution in this world for this pressure that we feel. There's no physical action we can do in order to resolve it. This brings us to a point where we need to do something drastic in our inner work, in the Ten, in Bnei Baruch. The solution is by us turning to the upper force, and only the upper force can change it. So my question is, what is this change? What gear do we have to change, to shift in the connection between us? It's felt, it's clear, but the question is, what needs to change? How should we manifest it?
We must continue battling corporeally with actual weaponry on one hand, on the other hand, not against that, but with that, we need to battle our inner vessel towards connection. Until the people of Israel will reveal a necessity for connection, which depends on our dissemination, and our dissemination is still not okay, completely not okay, it is horrible. We are not capable of awakening the people of Israel towards connection, and therefore these wars will not stop. You will see that we're not going to wait a few years. It will be very fast, and the pressure of the of humanity will increase, will intensify. And more than that, why do they need to battle us with weaponry? After all, they have all of humanity is ready with all their forces, with all their systems, to battle together with Hamas against Israel. All of humanity. From America and Russia and China and who not. Everyone. This is why I don't think that they will continue with their work with rockets. What do you need rockets for? Today you have in all the countries, in all the governments, enough people that will be happy to cancel the existence of the state of Israel and the people of Israel altogether, smite it off the face of the earth.
This is clear and it is felt. I'm asking about us, ourselves, me. What do I have to change in my work? Which I didn't do so far. What is the part that I can do? Because I can't do it instead of someone else. How should I change right now?
You must try to pass on to the whole world, to everyone, from Bnei Baruch, from the world Kli Bnei Baruch, and to everyone and to all the nations of the world, that connection is the only medicine. It's the true salvation from the state of the world that it's entering into. That only connection is a remedy for the pandemic. It's against unemployment. It's against the lack of success in our personal lives. Truly, everything that we will feel now as missing, us meaning to every person in this world, we need to explain to them that everything, the deficiency is only, or the answer is only in the connection between us. And we will start to feel ourselves filled with lacks and truly finding ourselves in problems. Humanity, after this war, and with the retreat of the pandemic, we'll begin to discover such problems that I don't know how it will be able to get out of.
The part of dissemination, it's also clear. I'm asking about our inner work in connection in the Ten. Should we shift gear? What exactly do we need to change? We have an upcoming Congress. I'm asking about our work on connection between us. How should that change?
It needs to be successful. I have nothing more to say. We need to come to a state in which, in the connection between us, we must reveal spiritual phenomena. Spiritual phenomena means in order to bestow. And if we don't yet have those phenomena in the connections between us, then why aren't we screaming? Why aren't we asking and demanding?
I'm asking about this outcry. This outcry should be common, right? Not of individuals.
Both. That's it.
Few questions, please. Why are we not succeeding in awakening in Israel an urgency for connection? What does this success depend on?
We're not reaching the heart, and we must reach their hearts. Although the heart of Nebaruch and also the heart of the corporeal Israel is very broken in a deep and egoistic way, that it's very difficult for us to invite some form of response from it. It's very difficult. It's very rough. It laughs at anything that is addressed towards it and is asked of it. What can you do? Don't let go of it, but try to every moment continue more and more and more. Until when? Until it wakes up. There's no time for this. But the result needs to be this way, that eventually we wake up. When do we wake up? When the external blows will come and our explanations from within to some form of connection between them, and then the coin will drop, as we say, and the feeling inside the heart will be awakened in each of us as to what. As to what the reason for all the problems is.
How can we shake the Israeli heart before the blows come, before the disaster comes?
More and more and more, drop after drop, until it makes a penetration into the stone. There's no other method. Write more, talk more, do all kinds of actions in order to nevertheless awaken the heart and minds of Israelis and altogether of all the nations of the world also. But mostly the Israelis are very hard, and they need to understand that it will fall upon them at a certain point, beyond the mortars. But also these words should fall upon them and enter their hearts. I don't have anything more to tell you. But we can't despair, and we can't stop. That's the problem.
Besides persistence, is there anything in our approach that can soften the heart, open the ear?
Try for our appeal to be as much as possible meant to enter a person's heart, and for it to be powerful enough, both in wisdom and in feeling, and for it to be as close as possible according to its external expression to those people that we turn to.
You said that our dissemination is not so good.
Yes.
It's not so good in what?
I don't feel in it enough concern of entering the hearts of the people we're turning to. and to awaken them in the way that if we don't do what we recommend, things will be really bad. People are not impressed by it from our cautioning. Altogether, what can activate them is fear. Fear, simply fear. I'm not talking about higher trepidation, but the regular fear. We're not capable of awakening that in them.
Yesterday, you said also, it sounded like you were very disappointed from us. You said that we are lazy, we don't move, we're indifferent to the approaching disaster, the looming disaster. How can we wake up from this indifference, this apathy?
It's written, one will help his friend. We need to talk about this more and to try and awaken the others. And through the others, I awaken myself. That's how it is.
Querido Rab, a medida en la que avanzamos...
Dear Rav, to the extent that we advance in the study,
mediante escrutinio adecuado, o esta corrección,
we will be able to control the descents, or they simply exclusively come from the Creator, and we need to ask of Him that He will correct me with the help of the prayer.
Lo entendí.
I didn't understand.
Pedro is asking if through these states we can take care of these descents through work between us, so we have to reach a prayer to the Creator for Him to correct it.
We need to constantly turn through the ten, as much as possible through the ten, to the Creator, and to ask Him for corrections. That's actually what needs to take place here. All in all, that's what helps. Nothing but that. The final address is the Creator. From Him, light begins to come down, which comes and arranges all of creation. Now the Creator put forth certain conditions so that we will be able to turn to Him to the extent in which we're similar to Him. We attribute ourselves to Him, resemble Him, meaning connect to Him above our egos, try to connect to Him our desires and to be like Him, and so on. So we need to try and arrange ourselves in such a way. And nothing else will help us here. As much as we engage in dissemination more, we accordingly also advance. And I therefore turn to all our big world group to participate in all the dissemination. You don't know yourself how to write, then take what is being written by our people that write in all kinds of languages and spread it from there and from all kinds of other places that you're connected to. Where they write. Help spread the material. You don't have to know how to write, but to disseminate it, yes. And by that, you're truly correcting your soul, because by this, you're binding more and more people through you to the Creator. It's very simple. The mechanism is very simple. It's like in a tree where we're all aimed to the Creator. So whoever brings closer more and more the vessels, the souls to this connection, builds for himself a better infrastructure to be incorporated with the Creator. Okay?
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. All of the corporeal Israel will need to come and study Kabbalah?
No, no. They will start to understand, just like the nations of the world, they will start to understand these things on their own. Out of we, of course, advertising, and out of them coming with their understanding that this is how it is.
I just feel that we are trying to explain the matter of connection. It's as though it's like trying to explain to a small child something that is higher than him. It's as though something is missing.
That's because even to ourselves we can't yet explain this. We cannot yet explain to ourselves why we need connection. And that's why we can't succeed in explaining it, the essence of connection. And we are now already in the last generation. The last generation is very special. When we start the calculations with all the people of the world, so much so that everyone starts to feel their belonging to a certain process, a general inclusive process, that we all belong to one another. They're all starting to realize that they maybe not want this, but it's not associated with this. It's not dependent on the person, but rather just like we're dependent on one another in all kinds of corporeal life of this world, we're also dependent on one another and our spiritual life, where it stems, that's where the corporeal dependency stems from. It stems from the spiritual dependency. And it's something we need to discover. We need to explain this, first of all, to all of humanity as the process of the end of correction, which is very much dependent on as much as we understand and feel and receive him correctly. That's it. And then here we have great work. First of all, we need to understand that this is how the Creator manages the world, where he presses through the nations of the world upon Israel, upon this corporeal Israel. And as much as the corporeal Israel will understand this pressure, the essence of this pressure, then accordingly, it will cause correction. It will come closer to correction. As much as the nations of the world will understand and feel that they too are in the process of correction, it's very important. And that we will all together going to be rising above both the nations of Israel, the nations and Israel, rise above corporeality, above hatred, above rejection. And understand that this comes to us from the upper force, from the Creator. And that we need to receive these things in order to advance specifically towards connection between us and to the Creator. And this is what we need to explain. There are many things here that we will talk about altogether. After all, it will develop a certain picture in each and every one of us, and it will take time.
This is action of love on behalf of someone who heard what you said now in the right way towards the nations of the world.
We need to love everyone. And it's the greatest degree of love where we need to love everyone and to justify everyone. Otherwise, you cannot justify the Creator, because altogether, what do you see in His actions in everything that's before you in this world? This is how we advance. That's it. Therefore, there is no point in blaming the nations of the world about their hatred towards us, towards Israel. We need to understand that this is all aimed from above. And we actually decide our measure of hatred, and as much as it will be revealed upon us. This is all, well, think about this, read about it, and learn about it. And also help those who write in all different places how to write more, advertise more these pieces of information which slowly connect in us in the form of, in a complete manner, in a way that it gives us a complete picture. It's very hard to pass this to a person that is in this world, in the perception that, meaning of this world. It's very difficult to understand, just with small pieces in a fragmented manner.
Bad that comes from above. As much as these things seem horrible or unreasonable. That's it. And we also have to explain that if we advance to a state where I awaken the dawn, meaning people awaken towards corrections, towards the goal that was predetermined from the beginning of creation, if we are drawn to it on our own, then we avoid all sorts of harsh activities of the forces of nature. We would then not need harsh blows.
Рав, какъв е правилният рефлекс, който трябва да изградим, за да ускорим времето за преминаване през състоянията, които не си
изпълнят? What needs to be our correct response to states that are revealed in order to hasten the times needed to go through them?
Only increasing connection between us advances us to the goal, both quickly and pleasantly. The most interesting part for beginners. Go ahead.
Chapter 1, Inner Observation. Know that before the emanations were emanated and the creatures were created, an upper simple light had filled the whole of reality. These words require explanation. How was there a reality that the simple light had filled before the worlds were emanated? Also, the issue of the coming of the desire to be restricted in order to bring to light the perfection of his deeds is implied in the book that there was already some deficiency there. Also, the issue of the middle point in him, where the restriction occurred, is quite perplexing, for he had already said that there's neither beginning nor end there. So how is it? Is there a middle? Indeed, these words are deeper than the ocean, and I must therefore elaborate on their interpretation.
PT 29.
It's written that also the middle point in him is where the restriction took place. What is the meaning of that middle point?
The middle point, meaning that's the concentration of all the forces, both the will to receive that's there, the greatest will to receive, as well as the influence of the upper light upon it is the greatest there. That's why it's called the middle point.
Number one, there is not one thing in the whole of reality that isn't contained in Ein Sof. The contradicting terms in our world are contained in Him in the form of one unique and unified. Number one, know that there is no essence of a single being in the world, both the ones perceived by our senses and the ones perceived by our mind's eye, that is not included in the Creator, for they all come to us from Him. And can one give what which is not in him? This matter has already been thoroughly explained in the books, but we must understand that the concepts that are separated or opposite for us, such as the term wisdom, is regarded as different from the term sweetness, as the wisdom and sweetness are two separate terms. Similarly, the term operator certainly differs from the term operation. The operator and its operation are necessarily two separate concepts. It is even more so with opposite terms such as sweet and bitter. These are certainly discerned as separate. However, in Him, wisdom, pleasure, sweetness, and acerbity, operation and operator, and other such different and opposite forms are all contained as one in His simple light. There are no differentiations among them whatsoever, as in the term one unique and unified. One indicates a single evidence. Unique implies that everything that extends from Him, all these multiplicities, are in Him as a single, as His essence. Unified shows that although He performs in many operations, there is one force that performs all these, and they all return and unite in the form of one. Indeed, this one form swallows all the forms that appear in His operations. This is a very subtle matter, and not every mind tolerates it. The Rambam already explained to us the matter of His uniqueness, as is one unique and unified. These are His words in the commentary in the Book of Creation. There is a difference between one unique and unified. When He unites to act with one force, He is called unified. When He divides to act His act, each part of Him is called unique. When He is in a single evenness, He is called one. Interpretation. Uniting to act with one force means when He works to bestow as is fitting His oneness, and His operations are unchanging. When He divides to act His act, meaning when His operations differ, and He seems to be doing good and bad, He is called unique, since all His different operations have a single outcome, benefiting. We find that He is unique in every single act and does not change by His various operations. When He is in a single evenness, He is called one. One points to His essence, where all the opposites are in a single evenness. It is as Maimonides wrote, In him, knower, known, and knowledge are one. For his thoughts are far higher than our thoughts, and his ways from our ways.
Okay, there's a lot to add here, but the principle should be simple. Kabbalists are trying to communicate to us the concept of one, that there is none else besides him. And therefore, they explain it to us in various ways, different definitions. And these definitions actually indicate to us various myriad manners and perceptions and aspects. So from that, we will conclude that the Creator is actually the conclusion or this the totality that's above all of them. That's why it's one, unique, unified, all those states, that the Creator is above all those states. And the fact that we can't call him by some one word that includes everything. And that's how we approach this concept, but gradually it will become clear by way of the singularity, how
please.
Yes, dear Rav, to attain this form of one unique and unified, we have to be to match it as well as receivers.
How could it be that you know something without becoming that thing yourself? From inside, I mean, not on the outside. But from inside, according to your qualities, you have to resemble something in order to know that quality. Of course, inside you must. When you say round, so inside you have such a form, a shape of something round. One, unique, unified. You need to build these things in you now to some extent. I'm not saying that instantly you have to become on the degree of Ein Sof, but you need. Otherwise, how can you grasp it? How can you understand it? Otherwise, it'll be philosophy for you and not the wisdom of Kabbalah, that you actually accept it, that you feel it, that you can grasp it inside in your vessel. You see what distance, what gap there is between philosophy and Kabbalah. Philosophy, you can imagine whatever you want. Let's say you imagine that there's a suitcase revolving in space. So that's it. You can imagine that. But in the wisdom of Kabbalah, you need to reach that vessel which you are speaking about in a true way, that you build it from your desires, that vessel. And then from the way you reveal it, from the way the Creator fills that vessel, from this you know the Creator compared to that vessel as a fulfillment. And that is called attainment.
What is this kli that we build in the 10 in order to discover one unique and unified in its different flavors?
Let's say you're 10, right? 10 connect as one and remain 10. And also as one. If you build such a form, you can also reveal the Creator as the one unique and unified. In the connection between you, above your ego, you already start attaining as much as these things connect, even though you can't really connect them, the one unique and unified. That's why our work in the 10 is so important and so complex.
Kavana yoter kal
intention, it's easier to maintain intention when we come together virtually or physically.
I don't think there's a difference, but for beginners there is a difference. Maybe this, maybe that. Check. Usually, for beginners, the external form, physical form, really makes a difference. For people that advance, it doesn't really influence them because they start feeling the internality of the friends. That's why for them, physical or virtual, it's the same thing. And in the middle, in such a passage between physical and virtual, so they start determining that the virtual way is better because it helps them be more connected. It doesn't disturb as much as the physical way.
The feeling when we were physically together is that when there was this tension, like you can cut the air with a knife, this needs to be in a virtual way as well?
Of course, yes, and even more than that. I don't know what you get so excited by you sitting together. I didn't feel that you're really influencing each other so good. It's good for beginners, but actually a person that enters the studies and wants to reach the knowledge, the language, the feeling, the revelation, to revelation. So why is it important for him who he's studying with? The main thing is that he knows that he's studying with his friends that want to reach connection, and in the connection they want to reveal that one force, the mutual root between them, that can be revealed on its own, but only in a partnership, because the Creator is revealed as one. So the one that is revealed in each and every one, so you have to have 10 as one. No, I don't think that we need to feel sorry that we're not studying together now in one place. Still, look what you have here. Could you connect all these friends that you see on the screens now together? Now you have, let's say, 2,000 men, except for the women, that are connected. And in this way, in our classroom, instead of 2,000, what, maximum a quarter of it, even less. So, I don't think it's that it's something good. I see that humanity doesn't really want to go back to the state as it used to be. They're saying it's good to be at home. Let us work at home. We can be like this. You see how things are cascading and what man is getting to, and also the form of the family. It's things that aren't simple.
Thank you. It says in the text that the corporeal receiver can separate the flavor that he wants. Question is this: when we aspire to connection, we want something sweet, but we receive both bitter and sour and all the rainbow of flavors. How to relate to that?
You need to understand from this that you still haven't corrected your vessels. That's why you feel in them sour or sweet, sour or bitter, except for sweet. If you correct all your vessels that you need to correct, you're only going to feel sweet.
Как спросить? То есть мы должны хотеть сразу
So we need to want all of the rainbow flavors at once.
You want to feel when receiving from above only good things. And if I feel that they're not good, it means that I didn't correct myself yet. It's signs that help me see what I haven't corrected. The side of all kinds of other forms between you. I also recommend speaking about dissemination a bit. You might have all kinds of good ideas, so please send them to Dudi. He, as much as I understand, he's leading our dissemination, and that's it.